Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
Now we get to ask you some more questions. Behind the scenes questions.
Is this a bloopers here?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I have a question we haven't asked before, but I was thinking about this, and I know that you all are seasoned professionals with five children and over 20 years of being together, right?
Yes.
So what I'd like to know, what are the day-to-day things that you do to invest in your relationship?
Sorry, I was just thinking of the Indian food buffet that we went to yesterday. That was really good. That was one of them.
You're making me hungry. It's not fair. I haven't eaten yet today.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of the things we really enjoy doing together. But that might not have been exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
That makes us happy, too.
Big or small, what do you do? What do you do to invest? Like, what are the things you guys do to invest in each other and invest in your relationship?
Yeah, we love trying. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I think we both do, but we love trying new things, new experiences, meeting new cool people out there in the world, like you guys. Trying new cuisines. We like doing.
We try to go out. Like we try to do something once a week together, like a date night or date or
yeah, well, whatever you can get, right?
We just we spend a lot of time with each other because I mean, except when I'm in session. With couples, we're spending time together on our practice business, and so it's not like I'm at work, every day 9 to 5, and then we never see each other.
But sometimes that's harder when you work together because you're together all the time, and so it's not necessarily quality,
right.
Interaction.
Business.
Exactly, and so that definitely does take effort to make the time that's not just business.
No, I think we do. I try to do a caring. Behaviors and acts of service.
Give me an example. What are some of the caring behaviors?
I'll make
I'm thinking of, so Shlomo brings me a celery juice. He actually we just bought a juicer, and he actually juices celery for me every morning, and he brings it next to my bed because I have a little bit of a slower time process waking up. But
things like that, bringing coffee,
act of service, sure, that's important.
That's a daily act of service, and that's also putting, making deposits into your own just personal well-being. So love it.
Yeah, and I like doing surprises when I can. You're probably thinking like, what? But I like surprising him with small little things. If I have a surprise, we're going to go somewhere you've never been. And he's like, oh my gosh, where are you taking me? And then I don't tell him until we get there or whatever. I like doing things like that.
Nice.
Great. Good example.
Yes. So our next question is one of my favorites. And I would love to know, Rivka, what Shlomo does for you. That lights you up. It just makes your heart smile.
Well, he does so many things, but there was something I thanked you for the other day that I was like, oh, I know. Oh no, was this it? There was, we were out of town at a family member's house, and there was a discussion I was having, and it was getting not heated, but I could see that it was getting a tiny bit contentious, where they had a different view of what I was sharing. And Shlomo stuck up for me I'm not quick on the ball if somebody says something that's a little confrontational. And then when I get home, of course, I'm always like, oh, I could have said this and this. I think I was talking about being vegan. We're practicing a little bit of a vegan lifestyle. And they were talking about, well, what about all the meat that you're supposed to have, da 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 da. And I don't know what it was, but Shlomo was very quick on his feet, and he said something, and they were like, oh, okay. And it just made me feel like, wow, I really have someone in my corner that's my cheerleader and my support system that I can depend on. Going back to that pillar of security, I really felt like he was in my corner.
Sure, he had your back.
My back.
And that really makes you just feel so important and special.
Yeah. I felt...
So he was the superhero at that moment.
Right? He really was. He really was.
How about for you, Shlomo? What is the one thing that Rivka does that just makes your smile, just, you know, you get so much joy from it?
I feel like something happened the other day. Like maybe when you remember those herbs that you bought from the health food store, the teas. Oh, did I say? Was yeah. I really appreciative of that? I think yeah. maybe. No, like I think like the other day she went to the health food store and she got these different herbs, loose herbs, and then she bought these little tea bags. You can make your own tea bags out of it. I don't know. I just thought it was.
So I custom blended a tea for him.
You made the tea for me. You brought it, but you actually made it from. Yeah, you made it for. She made it for me. I guess I was having a client or something. You brought it to me before my client.
And it was like custom for. Let's say he was having a migraine, so like I custom blended this tea for migraines.
Yeah, so that was like I felt like it just showed like she thought about me and cared for me. So that was important to me. I guess because I like doing acts of service. So
is that one of your love languages?
So, yeah, so I like yeah. when I like receiving acts of service. It just shows that like there's a thought. And it's not like the grocery store. Like you went out of your way to do something nice for me.
I think whenever we touch on those love languages, it does make the other person feel validated and appreciated and important.
Okay, so this question is for both of you, and you can either jump in, whoever has the thought or the impetus first. I want you to, this is a fill-in-the-blank question, right? So the key to a successful marriage is ..
I haven't heard that question yet. It's a new one. Sorry, guys.
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was commitment, but I mean, I don't want to sound redundant, but yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's all about, because if you're committed, you'll do whatever you put in the effort, whatever you need to learn, whatever struggles happen, you'll get through and you'll work on it and you'll do what you need to do to make the relationship successful.
Willing to do whatever, that's the commitment. Sure.
Yeah.
Good answer. All right, Rivka.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's number one. I guess the thing that popped into my head was the next one, which is communication. Just because it really talking is one of the worst things we can do sometimes to each other, like the most hurtful, like when we don't get it right, it can be so destructive. And so really learning how to have that good communication can repair, I think.
So thoughtful communication is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're not just talking, but that you're saying the right things in the right way.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of my parents' failed marriage and just like there was so much terrible communication, like the just screaming and just horrible. And so if they had learned how to really have safe communication, could they have repaired? Maybe. I don't know. But it's a big one for sure.
Right. Good answers. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you haven't shared that you just have a burning desire to share? Something that you all have learned along the way that you believe is really important to put out there.
I'm thinking of all the points we touched on, which is
yeah. And you've done so much.
We've covered a lot of ground.
No, but maybe there's like a really
through your own work.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought of, one of the things we say in Mago, that we hold the blueprint for our partner's growth. So when we are upset about something in the relationship that our partner's not doing, it's almost like we're showing them, here, I know that you can be, you know, a better listener, or you can be more thoughtful, or be more patient, or be more loving. And I'm almost like, you know, I'm shouting out maybe in a negative way, a frustrated way, but it's really a lesson for you to be able to grow. So I think that's a pretty powerful thought, that if you could look at your partner's complaints as an opportunity for you to self-introspect and think about, well, what is this that I need to take from this and learn from this to be a better person? It's almost like they're helping me grow by their upset.
Like a missing puzzle piece. Like we are each other's missing puzzle pieces to become whole again.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that thought. I want to state that again, and make sure I get it right, because I think it's fantastic. We each hold the blueprint for our spouse's growth and development. So there's no mystery. We just have
We're showing them, like, I know I'm not saying like this is what you need to do. I'm saying like, you're not listening to me. You're not doing this. But that's really what they need. That's really that blueprint. These are the things you need to work on.
Sure. Great thought.
Without stating it specifically.
I mean, obviously it'd be better to say it and ask for it in a nice way. But if you can, when you notice that your spouse is frustrated with you and you understand why they're frustrated, you can start taking that as a lesson. Maybe I do need to work in some of these areas and improve.
And I just to build on that, I think there is one piece because when couples fall in love and they're in that romantic stage, everything is beautiful and everything is done perfectly. And so the complaints sometimes come from, wait a minute, but I saw you could be like X when we were in love. You were everything. You did that. And so the complaints almost like show, like Shlomo was saying, they're a blueprint, but they also reflect upon the fact that like we were that way when we were in love and we were our best performing selves, and we can get back to that place with some mindfulness and connection. And
like work. I know that you're capable of doing that.
Because I saw it many years ago.
Right. Sure. Good point.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, glad I asked that question. That was really good.
Thank you guys. We're gonna sign off.
Thank you
again for your time.
Yeah, we want to be respectful of that. So thank you.
We'll share with you when we're going live and all that good stuff. Okay. And look forward to keep the connection going. And
absolutely.
Thanks for giving us a peek under the hood and learning a little bit more about Shlomo and Rivka.
Okay. You guys, we wish you so much success in your business. Everything looks so polished and so professional, and it's gonna be amazing.
Impressed.
Very impressive. And you should be extremely successful with everything that you do.
Thank you.
We're blessed. Keep plugging away at it.
We're excited for the opportunity, and we're growing and learning.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.